silence, that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt. You're stepping to the Matrix on the 26th of April 2012. For newcomers, help yourself to the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. There's hundreds and hundreds of audios for free download. And if you listen at your leisure, you'll begin to understand the system you're born into it and how complex it is and how vastly different it is from the reality that's projected to you every day by the mainstream media or by your teachers in school. And even through the movies that they give you too, they're all predictive programming and why they're out there in the first place, to familiarize you with events still to come. So most of them are there to do. Plus they change even your vocabulary as well, which is part of the agenda, and PC that is. So help yourself to the audios and you might start to understand the system. It's complex, it's got a long history, and it's really global now. It's completely global. For this global agenda, going to the foundations, it's set up as fronts really for tax-free foundations for the big banking boys a long time ago when they decided that it was better that they rule the world. And Rockefeller said that, in fact, it's better for the bankers and the intelligentsia, meaning the scientists and so on, to rule the world than leaving it up to the direction of individual nations. And that's where we are today. Big money to make anything happen because this whole darn world, unfortunately, runs on their cash system. So, if you want to buy the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, it made me very happy, of course. That's the way I get through here. I don't bring on advertisers as guests, and who don't just sit there for an hour to sell you things. You don't realize you're listening to an hour's advertising. And it's up to you to keep me going if you want to. You can buy the books and discs, and you can also donate. And you can find out how to do it at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Remember, from the U.S. to Canada, you can still use personal checks or international postal money orders from the post office. You can also use PayPal or send cash across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And straight donations are really, really welcome. We're all going through this phase of gradual inflation. And actually, it's not so gradual, isn't it? Because the food went up really three or four times in 1 year in Canada, and people didn't seem to grumble very much about it. We're so used to it in Canada, because Canada really is still a colony. It's very much like Australia, and they don't have that sort of long historical feeling of togetherness to fight back on anything, really. That's part of it, too. And plus, colonies generally have a different type of government. It's a government that looks at little bits and pieces to you, not very much. They don't explain anything, and most folk are just accept it. They're trained to simply accept big announcements, and that's it. It's no big deal at all. And that's pretty unfortunate, but that's the way it is. So we're all getting hit with inflation, and that's the policy for years to come, is mounting inflation as we finance through our tax money the third world countries to come up to a certain level. That's going to be a big one at the Rio Plus 20 meeting this June. And all the big boys, big foundations at work with Maurice Strong and others are all churning up stuff like crazy about sustainability, how well-being is more important, and that's going to be one of the big topics in the agenda. Global, you know, planetary well-being, so the planet's got to be well and feel happy, and so are you, regardless of the situation you happen to be living in. As long as you're happy and regardless of entertainment, I guess, doesn't matter that you're going down the tubes as far as feeding yourself and clothing yourself or paying your rent. I guess we even make people on the streets happy as well. So maybe the use of pharma, I've no doubt at all, that will come into it too. And it will too. You'll hear about this at the Rio Summit. We wait and see. But we're living through a massive agenda, and the problem is, of course, that we're the best trained and informed slaves that's ever existed. We know everything about what's happening, but nobody knows what to do. And yelling about it doesn't help much. Back with more after this break.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Hi. And what a matrix it is, isn't it? Because as I say, it was so bad a few years ago that getting from one room or one level to the matrix was tough enough, but now they've added so many different departments and dimensions to it, it goes on forever pretty well as they go into the period of change, the century of change, as they call the 21st century. And they were hyping on about that for the last 50 years in the previous century, that this was to be the big plan. Everything was to come into fruition in the 21st century. And here we are as they rampage ahead. They're signing documents all over the planet under the United Nations to do away with all sovereignty altogether. And a lot of it's already been accomplished. We're really countries in name only. Only keep us happy at the moment, that's all. And they have further plans to even cut up and divvy up the countries even further as they go into their big regionalization process. So, as I say, there's no lack of information on any of this. There's no lack of information on how it all started and who was behind it, the big boys, the clubs of the money boys, and the scientific group that were being trained through academia that already got funding from the foundation. So this is an ongoing system. In other words, people a long time ago decided to create a parallel system. A parallel system that becomes so rich and powerful, they would literally run academia and train their own boys to do their own kind of work and then elevate them like stars. Elevate them like stardom up to positions of importance and influence in society so that we'd listen to them as experts, you see. An old agenda, as I say, very old, and they were doing that a long, long time ago. They treated Charles Darwin as a star. It didn't happen overnight. They worked behind the scenes for a while to create an image for him before everybody had heard of him and launched him like a superstar. That's how you do it. And, I mean, as far as his writings were concerned, his grandfather had already written a book about the same kind of thing before him, because that's what they were into. They were already into eugenics and breeding, etc. All the animal stuff, it was all started to try and buttress their findings on humanity and actual facts. And again, to end religion as well. So there's no end of facts. To say we're the most informed generation of slaves that's ever existed on the face of the planet, and most folk don't know what to do, because you're getting hit from 1,000, maybe 10,000 sides all at once. You don't have access to cash like the big foundations have, and even if you did, you wouldn't get in to the big world meetings at the United Nations. It's not just money, it's also the agenda. They have to vet you to make sure that you're all on board with everything. Actually, that's a fact. You have to agree with all that the UN is trying to accomplish in order to be accepted. And so even from the guys from the Patriot Movement at one point, who've joined the United Nations on certain select boards, had to agree to all the UN agenda as well. Pretty sad thing, isn't it? But money talks, and so does ego and a bit of status. Now, we've gone through the thing about the vaccines. The vaccines are very, very old. The history of vaccination is very old indeed, too. And we know that even in the League of Nations, they were talking about reducing the population. They had a Department of Population Control before they became the United Nations, and now they're just called Department of Population. I've actually got statements from them where they say they're telling their own members not to mention control anymore, just departments of population. So they all want to bring in this wonderful century by reducing population and to get down to what they call a manageable level. So they vary on the statistics. Some of them want to really reduce the population quickly. We've had famous people talk about bringing in plagues, that kind of thing. They've created killer viruses. They have done that since World War II. We know that because it was admitted in Deadly Allies, the book about Canada's secret war, where they teamed up with Britain and the US, and they could breed brand new killer viruses, basically, using old stock that was harmless, in an hour. They could create killer viruses. It's old stuff. And we saw the farce, too, with the flu vaccine over in Europe, where the main company that was producing it, was Baxter's, ends up sending literally live viruses in the inoculations that were due to be distributed across the whole of Europe. And luckily one lab caught it, and otherwise everyone would have come down with the actual killer virus. That doesn't happen by mistake. There's so many fail-safes that doesn't happen unless it's meant to happen. And when you read the writings of the big boys themselves, there's so much out there by them from the different organizations to bring down the population by all means possible, then they mean that. They're not going to ask for volunteers, even though we've already been whacked in previous generations with inoculations that have destroyed the immune systems of most folk, and also with the terrible foods, the toxic food that we're deliberately given as well. Now, there's no doubt we're dumber, we're much sicker than people ever were before, and there's a lot of agreements amongst the alternate news out there that vaccines are behind an awful lot of it. I can remember when the first, they called them the bubble boy, came out. He was the first person to be born with total allergy syndrome, allergic to everything, and so he had to live in a bubble. And there's other ones come out since then. When something like that happens and it starts to, it's like a contagion that happened to other people, other youngsters, you obviously, like any detective, say, well, what's different? What's new? What's been introduced into this person that wasn't there before? And you're left with the vaccinations, the multiple vaccinations, and also the food system that we've got, the combination of the two. But it's enough that they've done them down. They've got autism skyrocketing and things like that, and cancers of all kinds as well. It says that this article says there was a storm of amazement and disbelief when Dr. Paul Offit, the vaccine industry insider, and perhaps the most widely stated defender of vaccine safety, made the outrageous statement that each infant would have the theoretical capacity to respond to about 10,000 vaccines at any one time. 10,000 vaccines. Many denounced the statement as being downright crazy, but it was soon apparent that there was method in the madness. The words originated from Dr. Offit's and co-author's article in the Journal of the American Academy of Pediatrics, addressing parents' concerns, do multiple vaccines overwhelm or weaken the infant's immune system? The statement is not supported by facts. It's based on a purely theoretical calculation with no relation to reality, and it should have been dismissed as having no practical application. But it was not dismissed. On the contrary, it's widely quoted completely out of context to promote concomitant administration of many vaccines. They want to up the vaccines. Actually, the agenda is to give everyone boosters every year for all your vaccines, and right through adulthood, too. The strategy is surely to lull parents into accepting the introduction of even more vaccines in the childhood vaccination schedule. The more, the merrier. Interesting, too, that was one of the first articles put down by the League of Nations at the end of World War One, when they first set up, and it was to vaccinate the whole planet and supposedly eradicate all disease, which, of course, is ridiculous because they've created more diseases than ever, and right down to autoimmune problems. And everyone today has got a much lower resistance to things than people 50 years ago. But it doesn't stop them, you know, it doesn't stop them. But it also sterilizes you as well, and they're quite happy with that because that is also part of the big agenda. Now, again, another thing, you might tear the hair at your head, because who do you complain to when they are taking your cash under this redistribution of wealth idea that none of you were asked about? And people still talk about, oh, we've got democracy and we've got rights. You know, I just shake my head. Because we're putting cash across the whole world while we go down at home. But that is the agenda, too. That is the agenda. Even the Royal Society is talking about that now. This forced austerity is going to be good for us all, apparently. But yeah, here's an article here, but which is fairly typical of many things that's going on. Asian call center workers are trained with U.S. tax dollars. It says, despite President Obama's recent call for companies to insource jobs sent overseas, it turns out that the federal government itself is spending millions of dollars, actually taxpayers' dollars, to train foreign students for employment in some booming career fields, including working in offshore call centers that serve U.S. businesses. Well, that's called fascism, too, isn't it? But they use your tax money. The government uses your tax money for their own private enterprises and businesses. The program is called JEEP, G-E-E-P, which stands for Job Enabling English Proficiency. It's available to college students in the Philippines through USAID, again, that big thing that gets things stirred up with color revolutions and so on. Now, that's the same agency that, until a couple of years ago, was spending millions of dollars in U.S. taxpayer money to train offshore IT workers in Sri Lanka, and so reported the inconvenient truth in this story. The link is here. The ensuing uproar led to the Sri Lankan initiative's termination. But how many of us have the time? You see, we don't. You would need massive organizations equivalent to the foundations, with all their think tanks and all their workers scouring the world's news constantly, daily, to find what's going on. And we can't do that, obviously. You can't compete with them, because these are multi-trillion dollar foundations, tax-free. But as I say, we are definitely the most well-informed slaves that ever existed. There's also a man who is trying to sue over geoengineering and chemtrails. And he says there's evidence of toxins such as barium, aluminum, strontium, and other toxins in blood and or hair and urine, soil, rainwater, etc. I've got all these samples, supposedly. And I might put that link up tonight, too, to see how their lawsuit is going. I don't know how far I'll get, but because even the Department of Defense in Canada, when they were asked about it, says it didn't have to answer that question if they're spraying this down. That would come out in Parliament here. Back with more after this break.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357, TexasReady.net. And remember, nothing good comes from a can.
Hey, I'm back, heading through the Matrix. And, again, you have to be able to handle the truth that bad there will be. And the frustrating thing really is that most of the things you say so far out of your realm or your ability to do anything about that's many people just cave in or get angry about it or get depressed about it, because we really don't have individual organizations with enough with funding either to even take on all of these different agencies that's put out there under the guise of NGOs, non-governmental organizations funded by the foundations. And they say that we've got a parallel government. There's no doubt about it. This parallel government was even talked about by Maggie Thatcher, who joined it after she left office. And she talked about it. She says, yeah, there's a parallel government. We can get things done without being responsible to the public. The same thing as the technocrats said, like Kissinger and Brzezinski. They can work behind the scenes and get real things done without any flack from the public, because we don't vote them in or out. They're separate, you see. And again, too, philanthropy is the big one, because the guys who were philanthropists who were all the top mobsters, really, of the 1800s. They came through into the 1900s with the big international corporations. And then they give themselves literally face or complete makeovers to be philanthropists. Even so, Rockefeller, the guy who had miners shot and everything else, ended up getting a total makeover by professionals, which he brought in to give him the new look, you know, the kind, caring person. And then they took him tours through the miners' houses. And suddenly he's all concerned about them. But really, it's a massive operation when they put up these philanthropies, because they're into all over the place. They get what they want, because with every crime comes strings attached, you see. Don't talk about this, promote that, etc. And that's how it's done. That's how it's done. Money talks. And it's just nothing will change in this world, you understand, unless you get the banking cabal that's across the world, the same cabal, out and some new system in. Nothing will change. I don't care what else you try and do, nothing will change, because that's how the world is run, is through the cabal, you see. Nothing will change. But here's an article here about exposure to polio vaccine through aerial vaccines and nanogene delivery systems. And it's by Hildegard Steninger, a PhD, and from California, and it's presented at NREP 2009 virtual conference, which they had. They all have these virtual conferences now in Illinois. It says, use of adenoviral protein envelopes as specific immunization and nanogene delivery systems has been observed in an individual who was never vaccinated for polio or had parents who were vaccinated. They're telling you there's people out there who are already vaccinated without even knowing it by aerial means. But when you scroll down into it, it goes into a lot of interesting facts to do with even the people having the simian green monkey polio virus in them, simian 40, which is a cancer causer, and they've never had any vaccines at all. But they're actually talking about spraying from the air here, all these different things that contain it. And it says here, Dr. Mary Sherman in the 1950s, amendments to the Chemical and Biological Warfare Act of 1949, which they amended in December 2007, states that under terrorist and riot control measures, mass aerial immunizations may occur. Okay. This is for the Chemical and Biological Warfare Act amendments in 2007. Many of the new biological pesticides are made from various bio-nanotechnology materials that utilize the same technologies used in nasal vaccine technology. And now in nasal vaccine technology, they also use live viruses. But it gives a historical perspective of the aerial spraying, the Geneva Act for Chemical and Biological Weapons, etc., and various other things that they call progress in the ability to spray people under right control conditions by aerial spraying, and on selective locations, including city locations. So I'll put this up tonight for those who can handle that stuff, too. It's an awful lot to handle, isn't it? Because, you see, my God, we're being killed off. If not that, we're being definitely brought down in life expectancy. And the people who are chronically ill from so many things a day, and we don't need this added to it. It's bad enough with the injections. It's bad enough with the stuff that they label food today. They go through the big chains, the big grocery store chains. They still call food, and it all tastes the same. In other words, there's no taste at all. That's why they sell all these spices and sauces for people who actually cook at home. And another thing up tonight, too, is interesting because it's back in February 2012, the FBI Communities Against Terrorism Suspicious Activity Reporting flyers were put out around the country. And it's just a following collection of 25 flyers produced by the FBI and the Department of Justice are distributed to local businesses in a variety of industries to promote suspicious activity reporting. The flyers are not released publicly, though several have been published in the past by news media and various law enforcement agencies around the country. There's a compiled collection here for those who want to download it, and links to it as well, PDFs and zip files and all the rest of it. And it says threat areas. They're handling them out: airports as service providers, beauty and drug suppliers, bulk fuel distributors, construction sites, dry boat shops, electronics stores, farm supplies. I mean, it's terrible now. You've only been able to fix a transistor or something, you know, and you buy one. What do you want it for? You know, what do you mean you want stuff for? And all that kind of stuff. Farm supply stores, financial institutions, general aviation, general public, hobby shops, home improvement, hotels, motels, internet cafes, shopping malls, martial arts places, and paintball. The steamy paintballs may be actually terrorists practicing. Like this more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. I'm back cutting through the matrix, talking about the telesystems rampaging ahead now, because after all those years and years in the planning, and they've already trained the public for the changes in advance. They always train you in advance for what's to come, and most of the people don't even understand that. That's how it's really done through countless media and blurbs and documentaries and so on, and little clips from things, and they shove it into comedies and movies and so on and so on. Almost every sci-fi movie for years now is showing you this terrible future with rubble everywhere. Rubble used to be cities, and people who are zombified, believe it or not, through disease that brought on by themselves, supposedly. And they're always guarded or looked after or shot down by these guys with the big black uniforms. They seem to be awfully well-fed, disease-free, and pretty healthy-looking. So we've all been conditioned for what's to come. And again, you have no idea of the money that's put in to the projects of all these think tanks. I mean, one foundation alone could be hiring 200 to 500 think tanks working on different parts at the same time. Then they turn out these lovely things like the RAND Corporation does for all these characters and the governments too, that are well marked out and they can go through them like a good presentation, in other words. So tonight I'm putting up an article. It's put by the Royal Society. The Royal Society, who are definitely a political group, not a scientific group, no matter whatever they tell you, they're political, and they have social agendas, and they are in with all the other big think tanks that work with the Rockefeller Group, and, of course, Maurice Strong and all his groups as well. This is called People Planet, of course, And I've got the link for the PDF tonight, and you can download that. And it's interesting looking through the, even just the contents, you know, the well-being of people and the planet. See, well-being is to replace gross domestic product, and also your wage, by the way, eventually. It just depends how well you how do you feel about yourself. Are you happy in those rags? Yeah, I'm happy. I get methadone every week from the government, and things like that. And I'm not kidding. This is what it's all about, because you have to come down. Down and down and down in your standard of living, and again to the incentives and the disincentives that they'll put on, like fees on things that you shouldn't eat, etc., on the route to all too, because the purse is also always used by government to dissuade people to do certain things. Exit taxes and fees. Fees are going to be the big one, actually. Fees for everything. But it's quite interesting to go through this massive thing. It's also done by a big think tank professional group. And just like the RAND Corporation for the Royal Society, that's supposed to be just a scientific group that snores together and smokes cigars and prattles on about how they got their prizes at the United Nations. But yeah, that's what's running. Remember, again, going back to Rockefeller, that's what he said. He says that they would use, it's far better that experts, professionals, and scientists run the world along with the bankers rather than leading it to the the directions of individual nations and politics. That's why, by the way, every book you get from these foundations, like the Rockefeller Foundation, even when you have the top politicians of the planet included in the book with their different statements, they say that they're a non-political organization. And they're telling the truth. They don't play politics. They simply make agendas, you see. That's the truth. They don't play politics. They can put their guys into politics, but they don't play politics. As an organization, they simply write out an agenda for 100 years and make it happen. And in its world, too, we've seen different people being bumped off over the years. Bill Cooper and various other people were recently knocked off. And we've seen people being assassinated in their own homes by the governments. We've seen churches burned to the ground with people in it, to Waco. And, of course, just, these things are all happened. There's no repercussions. There's no dressing down. There's no people getting fired or put in prison for doing it because the governments have been doing it, you see. And we get the message now with the tasering going on all over the world. That's the rule now. It's just not what you're doing. Just taser them. It trains the rest of the public, too, when you publish it. That's why there's so many videos up there now. The cops are even putting them out where they have people down on the ground who are not struggling. And someone else walks over and tases the guy in the head. You know, it's just a routine now. And they shoot a lot of people, too, as well, with dum-dum bullets, which are hollow points, and they're forbidden to be used by the United Nations in war. So you can't use them against other armies, you see, of nations, but you can use them on your own populations at home. You're pretty well guaranteed a kill. Now, other people who've suffered, too, there's been so many whistleblowers who've been or suicided, you know, or disappeared, as they say. David Kelly was one, of course, who worked at Port and Downs, the big biowarfare facility in Britain. And it was absolutely ridiculous what happened there. He was going up to court to testify about the British government's involvement in creating wars and all the lies they were telling about Iraq at the time. And the government did not want that to happen. And then he said he'd be found in the woods somewhere with his the wrists all slit, and of course that's how they found him before he went to court. And he was a top scientist in biowarfare. He worked with Israel and Britain joint projects. He also worked in across the world, checking the labs in other countries that are supposed to be following all the different treaties they'd signed on biowarfare. He was an expert. So anyway, it's a suicide riddle of weapons expert who worked with David Kelly. Another one, you see the same place. Scientist tells wife he's going for a walk, just like Kelly did. Then takes his life in a field, just like his friend. It's strange, too, with Kelly, there's no blood anywhere, even though he slit his wrists, you know. And there's a pruning knife found nearby, supposedly, with no fingerprints on it. But anyway, it says the weapons expert who worked with David Kelly at the government's secret chemical warfare laboratory has been found dead in an apparent suicide. And circumstances strongly reminiscent of Dr. Kelly's own mysterious death 9 years ago. The body of Dr. Richard Holmes was discovered in a field 4 miles from the Port and Down Defence Establishment in Wiltshire, and it's not yet known. it says here. What's interesting, too, he just went for a walk, it says, where he told his wife to go for a walk, never came back. And the cops stressed to people in the area when he was missing not to approach him because he'd been looking on the internet, supposedly, to do with chemicals for suicide. Why would a chemist, biochemist, have to look on the internet? What a lot of nonsense. It's a lot of nonsense, eh? So anyway, that's another one gone. And that's also a warning to others not to ever come forward or say anything. You know, the guy had a twinge of conscience. He obviously mentioned it at work. And you know, that's it. That's it. You're scrubbed quite fast, quite easy. Common. Across the world, that's common, you see. Now, also tonight I'm bringing up Agenda 21, The End of Western Civilization, Part 4, by Kathleen Merkert. And she's really done an awful lot of work here to put out in simple terminology to show you how all of this is working with Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, how it all ties in with the past meetings with all these organizations, big foundations and philanthropists, etc., and the Royal Society, and how it all fit into with the Maurice Strong meeting. The guy who literally hates the general public. I mean, he comes from a lineage of international revolutionaries, by the way. If you don't know about Maurice Strong. And they've got this strange way of almost worshipping the guy, this secret society, this paranoid government, for not just what he's up to, but what his family were up to. His aunt was one of the advisors and friends to Mao Zedong in the Chinese Revolution. She's married over. She's buried over there. And he has that in his own genealogy, the Chinese, too, from an early communist. Anyway, the end of civilization, as it says here, the UCLEI, which is really the environmental groups that attach themselves to your local councils, your governments, right up to your federal governments, and they're all non-governmental organization types, but they've got more say now than anybody else over what you do with your land, if you even have any land, or if you'll keep your land or lose it or whatever else. And this is how the world is gradually taken over with all these organizations. And it ties in, as I say, with the upcoming meeting on really austerity and sustainability and how we've all got to be in it together and suffer all through austerity through plummet down to about third world status, you see. So I'll put this up tonight for you too. And, of course, everyone I'm sure knows that Russia is holding an anti-terror drill in May along with the United States. Airborne troops from Russia and the United States would hold joint anti-terror drills in the U.S. state of Colorado between May 24th and 31st, a spokesman of the Russian Defense Ministry, Colonel Alexander Kucherenko, said on Thursday. So, according to the spokesman, it will be the first time that Russian airborne forces have held exercises with U.S. airborne forces on U.S. territory. And according to the exercise scenario, soldiers of the two countries will hold a tactical airborne operation, including the reconnaissance of imaginary terrorist camps and a raid, Kucherenko said. After the operation, the helicopter will evacuate the soldiers, Kucherenko said, adding that the Russian soldiers will also exercise with the U.S. Special Service weapons in the drills in Fort Carson, Colorado. So everything's global, and you understand it's the same as when the Soviet Union was the Soviet Union. Once you have run out of enemies to fight, no one's invading you. You've got to find enemies within in order to hold on to power, you understand? So the Soviet system had terrorists everywhere. It was all on the movies. They had lots of movies that turned out about it too, just like they do here now. And some of them are terrible, if you've ever seen any of them. But so they showed them in all the cinemas across the Soviet Union. Every town had to have a cinema built to show these particular anti-terrorist things. Now you couldn't trust anybody. And anybody could suddenly become a terrorist or a subversive and... same stuff that's going on here. So again, remember too, in the Rees Commission, Norman Dodds, who was sent out by the Congress to find out why the big foundations were funding what seemed to be, as Carol Quigley called them, what seemed to be, he was talking about the CFR, what seemed to be far-left organizations within the United States. And the Ford and other CEOs of the foundation says, well, we actually take our orders from the White House.
for those who don't know that. That's what he said. That's in the Reese Commission. He says, we actually hear orders from the White House. They fund the left-wingers. And he said, our goal is eventually to blend the system of America and the West with that of the Soviet system seamlessly and quietly. And that's what they've done. It's complete. Same as Lenin said, too. The dictatorship would last about a generation, maybe 70 years max. And then it would simply merge into the West, and not quite communist and not quite capitalist, this thing in the middle, a form of socialism, you see, for the public. This is the best form to rule the public by a socialism. And the bankers love it. They deal straight with governments rather than individuals. And they put you all down as a country, you see, for collateral to pay off debts from all the loans that your government's given out, especially when the third world countries default on them, which they generally do. And then they need to get another loan from the World Bank, and then put you all down as collateral again. And it's called socialism. Some people think it's democracy, but it's much the same thing, isn't it? That's the reality of the world we're living in. And as I say, we are the best educated generation that's ever existed. The problem is, what do you do about it? What do you do about it individually and even collectively? And one good thing to do is even start up your own talk groups just to chat and keep yourself sane. That's a start. Keep yourself sane. And from that, who knows, you might take off into opposing other things that are coming down the pike in some way or another, or at least getting the information out so other groups can form on similar things. But not everything. You cannot take on everything, remember. You can maybe handle two things at the same time, but not much more. Even the news, giving out the news, can demoralize people. It's a psychological operation when that happens, because the big boys have said in their own teaching manuals that the average person can only hold in their head about two, and work without cracking up, about two crises happening at the same time. Any more, then you start to crack up. You start to crack up. So be careful what you allow into your head. And if you can handle lots and you've got enough stamina, go ahead. But be very, very careful, because people will often crack up with the knowledge, thinking, my God, the sky is falling, because you're being attacked from a billion places that you never knew before, and you panic. Take one thing at a time and say, what can I do? Because, to be honest with you, this is overwhelming. It is overwhelming. I know it's meant to be overwhelming when they set up this regime a long time ago to bring this particular time period into being with their total control over it, over the whole world. It's to be a new world order, remember. They've been working on it for an awful, awful long time. And as I say, they really want to bring down the first world countries quickly now. And they're doing a darn good job about it, too. Now, in Britain, which is a basket case now, actually, Britain's been a basket case for as long as I can remember. It wasn't so neurotic as it is now, because they didn't have the mass immigration policies which they've had for about 40 years now. By design, not by the people, remember, but by the governments that were put in place to open the doors, the floodgates to immigration, under the guise that they'd have to use them to pay off the national debt, because British folk weren't having enough children. They weren't having enough children because the government had been telling them for 40 years before that try and only have two maximum. So they were good citizens and obeyed, and then the government whacked them by mass immigration from diverse cultures, really diverse. That was all part of the plan, by the way. Because once you divide and you can conquer, divide and conquer, get everyone fighting everybody else. Remember what Brzezinski said, too. He says his particular strategy, if he'd been allowed to, was to gradually take over Iraq and those other countries. And by fomenting, which he's awfully good at, apparently, he was one of the first guys to start it off in Russia when Russia was attacking Afghanistan. He actually called for holy war on the Russians. I put up the video a while back on that when he was the 1970s. He was doing that, but he likes it more fighting each other. Then they're helpless. There's no unification in the country to fight anything. And the same thing can happen in Britain when they get different groups, and they'll fund different groups, and they put their own extremists out from all different sides to get them fighting each other. And if they do that forever, it's over for them. The government will get what they want, which is totalitarian systems being ran through, total martial law. So you can't do it. And all you can do in Britain now is say, well, but we are all in it together. We are not all in it together. How can we stop this from getting worse? How can we stop them using even each other to oppose each other and create chaos? You don't want that. So be very, very careful and watch all the sting operations that are out there by governments themselves. That pretty well all the ones that they catch out there, youngsters, who are going to do this and do that, were goaded and even shown how to do things by operatives of MI5. Every country is doing that. Every single country is up to that. They're young, gullible guys. And they hire Muslims, they hire Sikhs, they hire everybody to get on it. Make you think they're the real deal. And they're more gung-ho than anybody else. So be very careful. It happened in Canada too. Back with more after this break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, and we'll go to the callers to Bartan from Ontario there.
Hi.
Yeah.
Alan, can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Mr. Watt, thank you for everything you do. I have a question. If you heard about interview that they had in Australia, and they had talked about alien invasion, and I said that anyway. You heard about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is it that not basically a plan to just to make the new world order, to bring all the countries together and to make a mandate to just be mush together. If I may say that.
That's an old one, actually, and it's been used. The first guy to use that as a tactic was it was to do with the guy who brought in the education system for America a long time ago. But prime ministers have used that as well as presidents of the U.S. Reagan mentioned it many, many times. We'd all come together and fight off the aliens. John Dewey was the guy who brought it into America, and he said that 80-odd years ago, we could have fight aliens and come together as one people. And Lester B. Pearson in Canada made a speech too. I've read this on the air a few times, and how it would all come together as a United Nations to fight off a common enemy from outer space. So remember, the whole thing really took off in 1947 when an ex-CIA, actually it was a CIA operative, who flew over the White House and he saw all these flying saucers, supposedly. That's what really started it. And then he comes out with The Day the Earth Stood Still, the big sci-fi movie where a UFO lands on the White House lawns and demands that the people stop fighting each other, all the countries of the world, and they want to speak to the United Nations instead of governments, United Nations. So that was a big hit for the United Nations. You see a big propaganda movie. And they've given us so much on that. But I don't think they even have to use that anymore, to be honest with you. I think they have the people. You see, the power of the purse is one of the most powerful weapons of all. And we're all under this cabal of bankers that really are a big part of the global government system. And they've been at this for thousands of years, handling cash, the same people. And they can bring all countries down at the stroke of a pen. Oh, gee whiz, we've crashed the banks, and that's it. And suddenly you're left in poverty. So what can you do when you're in poverty? And the only system you've been given is their money system. I mean, there's no alternative.
Yes, and you have... And we have, the people have to go back to the government for the support.
Yes.
So that's
the thing. I don't think they have to use... they've actually done a lot of stuff with an Area 51 on creating what appeared to be flying saucers. Some of them were big gas ships, some of them. But they also had really advanced craft that could fly very quickly. Had to be unmanned as well. I've seen them myself. And they can stop on a dime, these things, and do a right angle and then fly back again. So they have advanced technology, but I don't think they'd even have to use that to get us. The people are going under quite happily into this world system. So propaganda alone and the government with all their international treaties have got us all bound together as we already are. Yeah. But thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just beautiful because we're already in the governmental international system. And you've got a G20 that's international. Nobody voted that in either. It's just a club they formed by themselves. From Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night and your body or God's school with you.